This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Sanity, right here on the real side. Yeah. Come on, I gave you enough time, didn't I? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just go ahead and get involved in the conversation. If you don't want to call in, you know, just, I don't know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can, you know, watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. There's a lot happening there. But I got to tell you, you know, you got to get involved in the conversation. Got to get engaged. Got to talk with other people. You know, I have, some nights I have a lot of fun with this stuff. Some nights, not so much. But I read some of this stuff and it, like, makes me crazy. How they let this happen. They let things like this happen at school. Yes, I'll get to it in a minute. They let things like this happen in the schools. And I don't know if parents don't care. They're brain dead. They don't think they have a right to say anything. I don't know what drives these nut jobs. But what do you think about a camp Planned Parenthood? What do you think about that, right? Pro-abortion group is hosting summer camp for high school students. Can you see that now? Hey, Mom. I want to go to Camp PP this summer. That's right. Me and Johnny are going to bunk together. Everything will be cool. That's Camp Planned Parenthood. Hampshire College is slated to host a summer camp designed to teach high school students about feminism and reproductive justice. Now, I've been saying this to you guys for a long time. Stop letting them hijack these words. I mean, they don't really mean feminism. You know, what's his name coined, Limbaugh, right? The feminazi? Because true feminists would have stuck up for Sarah Huckabee Sanders the other night. True feminist, right? If you're all about women and equal rights for women and equal pay for women and equal treatment for women, then why weren't the feminists outraged the other night? Because it's not. It's only, you know, a group of people that believe in killing babies, you know, they believe that a woman has the right to do anything she wants, wherever she wants, you know, that whole free the nipple, free the bottom, free whatever. Really, really, really crazy. And reproductive justice, that's not what they mean. They just mean the right to have an abortion. On demand, at any time, no questions asked, which is not what the original Roe versus Wade was all about. It was never meant to be birth control. Right? And reproductive justice is just a joke. I mean, you can't be more disingenuous than that, really. The Young Feminist Collaborative will convene high school students from across the country to learn about feminism and how to bring a gender lens to social issues. Now, organized by the Soapbox Feminist Camp and the Civil Liberties and Public Policy, which hosted an abortion speak out for college students. God. The summer camp vows to be an excellent immersion in the feminist thinking. You know, it's beyond me that these same people that scream to us that we should know about science, we should have a respect for science, we should understand how science works, all of this that we're supposed to have, they don't. They don't care. They don't care about it. Does it mean anything to them? And I'll prove it. Because when you sit here, you know, we've got states trying to pass, what do they call it, the heartbeat law? The personhood laws? Like when it has a heartbeat, two eyes, a nose, a tongue, a mouth, fingers and hands, we're going to call it a person. You can no longer abort it. Oh, no, you can't do that. I can't tell a woman what to do. Right? But science, well, we don't care. No, in that case, we don't care about science. Science doesn't matter. Can't go there. So they really, they just want what they want. Again, like I said, it's not an equality thing. Right? They just want what they want. While the organizers of the initiative don't directly mention abortion rights, a recently published job posting explains that reproductive justice is one of the program's key educational goals. At least 85% of the participants should report in written evaluations that they gained leadership and advocacy skills and expanded their understanding of the reproductive justice movement. What? Reproductive justice movement. Here we go again. Now, that's according to the advertisement for the job. Now, the CLPP defines reproductive justice as a term coined by black women in 1994. Really? Black women coined the term reproductive justice? It didn't mean the same thing to them, probably, that it meant to you, considering that there are more black kids killed in abortions than there are any other way. I told you, 3 or 4 years ago, New York, especially the New York City area, had more black abortions than it did have black babies born. Right? And even those ones that do believe it's a baby, they still feel that the woman has a right. And as I wrote in my piece years ago, why do women get to play God? See, it's funny how men have no rights at all until after the baby's born. And the only right we have is to pay for it if we're not married. And you guys that have women and you're not married to them and you're having kids, you have no rights. Just wait. Wait till you get kicked in the belly or kicked in the teeth at some point in time. You have no rights according to the law. Oh, that was wrong. Unless they nail you for child support. Then you have a right to pay your child support. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mascina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mascina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Is that a hot mic? Did I leave it on?
Wouldn't be the first time.
At least I didn't blow my nose or clear my throat. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you.
That got a smile on your face.
That's happy music. Somebody told me I shouldn't play that music from like 30 years ago. Is that really 30 years ago? 70?
I'll take him out to the woodshed.
What's that?
Who is it? I'll take him out to the woodshed.
Oh. Ooh. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I mean it. I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. Please be be part of the conversation. Doesn't do me any good if you're not engaged, if you're not involved, if you're not part of everything. What the heck was that? Really? Anyway. Wow, that's weird. All right, anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Anybody want to go to camp Planned Parenthood this summer? I mean, just really, seriously, this is sick. There's a college that's hosting a summer camp designed to teach high school students about feminism and a reproductive justice. Right. It's just sick. So at least 85% of the participants going to this thing. And I don't know why. Why do they call it reproductive justice? I'm really, seriously, is it just a matter of they want to drive home the point? Or drive home a point, the point, whatever? That a woman has a right to have an abortion or something like that? Is that what the justice part is? At least 85% of the participants should report in written evaluations that they gained leadership and advocacy skills. They also want them to expand their understanding of the reproductive justice movement. California bill moving through is trying to deem abortion as a constitutional right. Last I checked, we didn't have a right to murder anybody. I mean, from a Christian point of view, thou shalt not kill. And from a secular point of view, right, you can't commit murder. Voluntarily, involuntarily, whatever. See, I think the question to have is to stop with the abortion argument, stop with all that. And see, they get nervous when you do this with them. When is it a human? How far after birth? How far down the birth canal? How far along? If it has a heartbeat, at 21 weeks, look, science has proven over and over and over and over and over again with our advances, in child care and that kind of thing, prenatal care, those kids can survive outside the womb at 19, 20, 21 weeks. Think about it. Right? So, if science says that, then are they a human at 19, 20, 21 weeks? And why is it that one mother in one room can find out that the baby she's carrying maybe has a heart problem? But the doctor says, I think we can fix it. I think we can get it. I think we can make it right if we do the operation while the baby's in the womb. Think about that. It's done all the time now. These operations are done while the baby is in the womb. Yeah, the baby. Why would you operate on a blob of cells? That doesn't make any sense. Why would you operate on a dolphin forming in the belly of a mom? I mean, that doesn't make any sense either. I mean, because really, there's only one thing that thing could be, or one of two things. One is it could end up being a baby human, or two, it could end up being dead. One of the two. That's it. So, science says it's a baby. It's a human. So, again, one mother could be sitting in one room having the operation to save its baby. A mother could be sitting in the other room, or what a would-be mother, having an abortion. Same time frame, same conception date, same everything. And just decide she doesn't want that baby because it would be a problem for her and she wouldn't be able to finish her career or high school or college or whatever. So do they really care about science or do they care about what they care about? I'm just asking. The organization has also historically promoted the various Planned Parenthood offices and received sponsorships from Planned Parenthood. The camp runs from July 16th to the 27th. It's only intended for, ready for this, high school juniors and seniors. I wonder who are they trying to get to? Who are they trying to reach out to? What are they trying to get accomplished? I'm just asking. I'm curious. As I've always said, I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So sometimes you have to explain things to me over and over and over and over and over again. God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. the stories that you guys send me sometimes. And some of them I can't. I tried. I looked at one the other night that I could not. I couldn't clean up enough to actually use, to actually talk about on the air. Right? Professor Fortell's dire consequences from a PC, from that PC academic culture, right? This is a former professor from Syracuse University. All right? They told him he was no longer qualified to teach students for simply challenging a response to a recent fraternity scandal. And you know what his response was? He said, look, if you keep coddling these kids, you're doing them a disservice. Which had absolutely nothing to do with what he was teaching, right? And they felt because of that, he was no longer qualified. Because he didn't know how to coddle adults. These aren't kids anymore. They're adults. Well, physically. So the associate professor at Syracuse University, man, I wonder if he'll ever get to be able to work again. If he will, how he will. It's too bad. It really is too bad. I'll do the story after the break. But you guys know that this, is it this Thursday? Is National Prayer Day. And are any of you attending one? Have you found one in your area? Are you going to get off your butt and do anything about it? I'm just curious. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Please answer the question.
Don't. You think you do. Nobody really wants to be elected. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always, I'm seriously, if you got two brain cells to rub together today, in today's world, yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FREAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me. You know, I mean that sincerely. Thank you. I know there's about 3,000 other stations you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I think that's a big deal. At least that's how I feel about it. Anyway, this is just amazing. Being fired or let go because you simply state as a professor at a college that coddling students does them a disservice. Right? Think about that. All the little wet noodles of the place just kind of folded over and caved at that point in time. Now, former adjunct associate professor at Syracuse University issued a scathing condemnation of the academia after leaving his post over the university's abandonment of free speech. Stuart Card, who is also a practicing engineer and entrepreneur, wrote that the time he spent teaching was a net financial loss, but that he cherished the privilege of helping students sharpen their critical thinking skills and prepare them to contribute to the world. Right? I mean, that's the teacher you want. Hey, look, I didn't go into it for the money. I actually lost money teaching, but you know what? I really liked helping those kids get through. I really liked helping those kids get their act together. When a video of fraternity brothers at the Syracuse making disturbing and offensive remarks became public, the campus descended within minutes into an orgy of political correctness. Now, the fraternity claims that the video captured a satirical skit. It did not represent its members' views, but this was largely ignored. Analysis of the videos or any other evidence was not encouraged. Instead, discussion centered on how it revealed existence of videos made some people feel. Because we don't want them to feel bad. I mean, think about, we have four kids, and for the most part, how they feel about certain things is as different as the four of them. What triggers one doesn't trigger the other. What irritates one doesn't irritate the other. What makes one happy doesn't make the other one happy. So, I don't know how they suggest that it's all going to be the same anyhow. Who decides what's hate? Who decides what's triggering? That's the stuff that's always bothered me. It's like this, there are so many things that don't bother me that even Tammy would say, you know, that's it. Don't allow that kind of conversation. That kind of conversation isn't cool. And I just don't care. I got so many other things going on in my head. I don't care. Can you imagine what my head must be like? You guys are with me every night. Following the incident, Card says he received a mass email from the university soliciting faculty opinions and suggestions that his one-paragraph response led to the departure from Syracuse. He said, I strongly believe that reinforcing the current myth that individuals are likely to be damaged by exposure to expressions that they find offensive and thus require pampering is a disservice to our students. Amen. That's my words, not his. He said, I know my view on this is out of sync with the current opinion. He said he recalled how difficulties he encountered as a young person had toughened him and made him stronger, and argued that coddling promotes weakness. He's so right. You never learn how to push through anything if you don't run into some adversity in your life. And if mommy and daddy aren't around to save you like they are most of the time nowadays, you're a dead man. Or woman. Whatever. It's funny how our parents always said the same thing. It's the trials that make you stronger. It's the failures that make you stronger. You know? I mean, seriously. Look. I used to play hockey when I was a kid. It's the only sport I really liked. I played football, too, but hockey's what I really liked. And, you know, you always heard about the kids getting cut, getting hit, got stitches, broke teeth. And you're always afraid of it until it actually happened, until you actually got stitches, until actually you got hit by the stick, the puck, until you got checked into the boards. And what happens after it? Come on, guys, right? You got the stitches, you got a scar, and you kept playing. And you realize that, you know what? It wasn't that bad. It was a momentary pain. Come on, think about it. Same thing with pretty much most of that. When you got hit with the puck the first time, you knew what to expect the second time, and it wasn't so bad. Frankly, you played differently because you weren't so afraid. Or you weren't, excuse me, not wasn't. You weren't so afraid. And the same thing came in football. Right? You hit in practice, but it's not for the same reasons. You get out in the field, and it's a whole different level of sports. It's a whole different level of fear and anger and all that. Anyway, it's a way we learn. Card concluded by telling the administration not to hire him as an adjunct professor anymore if it considered his views objectionable. Probably the wrong thing to say to those people, right? Now, according to Card, the administration replied that misalignment between his values and those of the college disqualified him from continuing to teach. Card said he was neither surprised nor upset, writing he does not feel wronged or want his position back. SU is a private institution free to choose its own beliefs, values, and policies. He wrote, I'm likewise a private citizen, economic free agent, able and eager to make my own choices based upon my own observations. He explained that because teaching was not his primary job, he was able to take a stand. Right? I mean, most of those people, they have to keep their mouth shut because that's the only job they have. So he explained that because teaching was not his primary job, he was able to take a stand and face the consequences, but caution and other academics do not enjoy the same luxury. This is perhaps the most important point I wish to make. We all will have to deal with consequences of all choices. He wrote, arguing that the university should not shield students from the real world, formerly freedom of conscience and speech were sacred in America. But those values have now been replaced by an emphasis on being broadly tolerant and inclusive, except of views that are obviously wrong, Card lamented. Now, we just create a safe space in which our children can remain happily ignorant, soft, and unprepared for jobs. Now, he warned later, declaring that we are tearing down the long, proud intellectual traditions of Western civilization, which made the United States of America one of the most productive, prosperous, safe, and free countries in history. I mean, come on, back to what he said earlier, right? You remember, you have to, I mean, now some of you, right, you never came out of it. You know, you fell on your head from the monkey bars and thought, what a terrible thing that the school wouldn't protect you by putting 4.5 inches of rubber under your swing or monkey bars or head or whatever. Right? So I, you know, I look at that stuff and I say, how? And I actually got nasty emails about this. I put up a meme. What was it? Somebody baby in a car seat. Now the car seat was kind of a flimsy car seat. It almost looked like one of those kitchen table seats. You know the ones that you put in the kitchen to feed your kid when it's very, very small. Right? It's got like two little hooks on it and it pops under the table. Kind of hard for your kid to fall out of it. Anyway, they used to make car seats like that. They hooked over the back of the car seat so that your baby could sit in that. And I put the meme up and I said, interesting that we all survived this. Because you see the car seats today, right? You need a college degree to learn how to use them. And I had one person write me, just not a friend, but somebody I know really well. They were upset. They were upset at me. They were upset the way I was talking about it, that I was being lighthearted about it. And it wasn't a matter of being lighthearted about it. I was just kind of saying, hey, look, we survived monkey bars without 3.5. Yeah, kids died, I'm sure. I don't know any, but I'm sure they did. But we go so far overboard with stuff. Now, you're scaring the kids to death before they even have a chance to hurt themselves at all in any way. You got to allow. I mean, what is that stuff that everybody's Purell or whatever it is that they're putting all over their hands and face and kids and everywhere? One doctor that we talked to on the show, he said, your kids can't fight anything off. That's why the sicknesses are worse. They got nothing. They can't fight anything off because their body hasn't been allowed to see this stuff. Their body hasn't been allowed to deal with some of these germs at a small level. So how do you ever expect it to fight back? How do you expect to fight back? So we're seeing your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, you know what? There are no free rides. Get over it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody just sent me a meme of, we're in California, and they're trying to fight the gas tax. And the meme is about gasoline that was 5 cents a gallon. I'm sorry, 20 cents a gallon, right? And of the 20 cents, 9 cents of it was for the gasoline and for the station owner. The rest had to do with the government, which I think is hilarious. And it just keeps going from there. And it's not even relative anymore. Now it's just crazy. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. During the breaks, you send me stories. It's kind of hard for me to check them. So I do the best I can. even though I don't like them all. The one of them I've been trying to get to for a couple of days now, and I wish I had got to it earlier because it would have been a lot funnier the other day when Diamond and Silk were just pounding on this guy. And that's the other funny thing, too, lately, is I'm watching some people pop up with the fact that you know, what Diamond and Silk did in the hearing to Maxine Waters. That's terrible. Just terrible. You guys are sick. You guys are really sick. Maxine Waters asked for it. You don't start talking about things you know absolutely nothing about. You know, and what they did with her and how she just treated them like crap. Totally like crap. Blew them away like they had no business being there. And the woman had no clue. Obviously, she didn't know quite how a calendar worked. And her staff must have given her information that was wrong. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. I apologize. Wasn't Waters. Sheila Jackson Lee. I make mistakes, too. Anyway. Here, how about you want to do a nice story? How about we do a nice story? Wouldn't that be good? Although it's not really nice because they beat on the woman, too. They beat on this woman as well. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she does something that you and I, or a lot of us, would appreciate, would love. She reveals a special object that she keeps on her desk. And I don't blame her. I tell you what. I would have, just to chase away the nasties, I would put crosses up behind me just to drive all the journalists out that couldn't stand themselves. And she is always the face of Trump for all intents and purposes. But if you see Sarah up there behind the podium, she's talking about Trump administrative things. And the liberals love to hate her, which is really funny because you'd think the feminists would be excited about this. Here's a woman that's a mother. She's doing it all. And she's the press secretary for the White House. She's in a hostile environment. She's dealing with tough questions. But there's one habit that she does every day that keeps her grounded. So a recent biography of Sanders has revealed many tidbits about her life, including some details that will no doubt make the left crazy. Drive them totally out of their mind. She's a 35-year-old woman who keeps a book of devotions in her office. Can you do that? Can you do the Bible or a book of devotions in your office when you're in the White House? You can't do that. She reads from it before stepping into the public spotlight, which I don't blame her. I mean, man, you know what? God needs to manifest two angels standing right next to you before every one of those news briefings. I am worried that one of those guys are going to come unglued one day because they just look so rabid, don't they? And before every briefing, Sanders prays and reads from the Book of Devotions in her office. And her office overlooks the White House lawn. The artwork by her children hangs on a board behind her desk. And across the room is a shelf with a few books, including The Christian Life and Character and Gone with the Wind, among other books like that. It's kind of cool, though, that she has artwork in her office with her kids on it, which you would say all mothers do that, which is fine. So why don't the feminists give her any kudos whatsoever? And it's no secret that she's a strong Christian. I mean, look at who's her father, right? Of course she's a strong Christian. I mean, he wasn't putting up with faithless people around him. And she may not be the first person or first woman to hold the prestigious press secretary position, but she's definitely the first with children. She's the first mother to serve in the job. Nearly everyone who deals with her marvels at her ability to balance work and life. Except for the feminists. The fact is often glossed over by feminists on the left, mostly likely because it undermines their insistence that the Trump administration is the enemy of women and children and air and water. They've got all that. In fact, the left has been shockingly eager to attack Sanders, mocking everything she does, from her accent to her appearance to her faith. Now think about something. If we did that to one of theirs, what happened? Bill O'Reilly made fun of Maxine Waters' hair? Right? I mean, think about it. She No, I'm going to be nice. Anyway, he said something about her hair. They went crazy. Although they continually attack Sanders. Right? They attack her for her hair, what she looks like, how she dresses, the fact that she doesn't wear a lot of makeup. She doesn't need it. She's a pretty young lady. I mean, 35, she's young. Pretty young lady. Her husband doesn't seem to care. Why should you? America's most visible woman mom would probably be a feminist icon, except she's a Republican. She's a Christian. She's a conservative. And that, for them, is the trifecta of garbage. You just don't matter. She could admit to having 3 abortions and 3 divorces and, you know, whatever. 5 lesbian relationships. And they still wouldn't let her in. Right? And she doesn't care. I believe she doesn't care. She went on to say, I think with any parent, you have a responsibility to try to be a good role model for your kids, she told the Baptist Press. She said, I try to do that every day. I hope that my kids, particularly my daughter, can say, look, in this world, I can do anything I want to do. And I hope she sees it and certainly sees that she could be a mom and have a professional career as well. Now, here's what some of you, like, go out of your minds, especially on the left. I know this confuses the crud out of you because you think that all Christians think that their wives should be barefoot pregnant, keep their mouth shut, not be the breadwinner, not win any bread whatsoever, just the bread maker. And I don't know where you got it. I have no idea where you got that kind of mindset. Despite the hostility and the stress of the job, Sanders has stayed remarkably grounded, and her faith is a major part of her life. A lot of times people say you need to separate faith and work. My answer is, you can't do it. Look, I can't separate my Christianity anywhere any more. Now, look, I could choose to ignore it. I could choose to stomp all over it. But I can't ignore my Christianity any more than you can take the wet away from water. You know what I mean by that? There ain't no such thing as dry water, people. I mean, no. I keep wanting to say yes because I know I don't know any. I don't know as much as some of you. I'm not that smart. You know, somebody sent me this yesterday, I think it was. I've got to read it to you guys, especially to my Christian friends. And to my conservative. You don't have to be a Christian. How about just my conservative friends? And I thought this was pretty good. Because we do a lot of complaining, for what that's worth, which is pretty much nothing. You know, I really wish people would act outside of Facebook the way they say they want to be. What if we got involved more in our schools and politics and businesses and we planted seeds? And you know what I mean by that. What if we refuse to surrender what God entrusted us with and fight for righteousness? What if we protested harder, screamed louder than atheists, agnostics, and people from the LGBTQ community? Right? What if we as bold as the people who demand that our God be removed from every aspect of life? I'm talking about those idiots that sue at the city level, for removing stuff that looks like a cross, is a cross, and has been on the property for 100 years. What if we spoke out for what we believe in as often as environmentalists and socialists do? What if we stood our ground like they did? What if we got our candidates in office instead of allowing the enemy to appoint his demonic people to power? And you see it all over the place. What if we didn't always sit on the sidelines and expect God to do all the work? Think about that one. Or, if you don't believe in God, how about expect others to do all the work? There's plenty that expect me to do it because I'm a conservative. And, after all, didn't God tell Adam and Abraham to take dominion over the land, to multiply, to be fruitful? Are we greater than Abraham that we should be immune to God's commandments? Are we cowards? And the last question before we go dark here. If you're all God has, is he in trouble? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break.